We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know what to believe.
Good morning, Molly. Hey, let's go.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi.
So I'm checking my Twitter. I only do it like once or twice a day now because I'm trying to disengage. And Showbro Carl tags us in a video for Little Caesar's Pizza.
Okay.
And then I watch the video and I go, haha, that's some funny thing that a fan made. But then I looked just now and it was posted by the verified Little Caesars account and on their YouTube page. I'll play it for you. Do you see what I'm seeing? Watch.
Wait, what?
All right.
No, it's fake.
That's why I know it's fake, because it's not feasibly possible. That's what I'm saying.
Is it April? What's today's date?
All right, hold on. Let me turn this down.
Wait, it's not April.
It's not April. That's why I'm looking at the calendar. I'm like, what? Why? What is this? Here. Here it is, everybody. Not to come out at 1,000 miles an hour.
Introducing Corn Cob Crust from Little Caesars. Made with hearty American-grown corn, ooey-gooey cheese, and a 2-liter bottle of liquefied butter. It's the crust the world craves. You're welcome, America.
Pizza, pizza.
It's a real...
All right.
It's clearly not real, because you can't have corn cob crust.
I'm going home.
But why...
I don't understand.
Is Little Caesar's official accounts posting real ass commercials about corn cob pizza?
It has the juice.
Comes with a gallon of butter. A 2 liter of butter.
I don't understand.
Here it is again.
Introducing Corn Cob Crust from Little Caesars. Made with hearty American grown corn, ooey gooey cheese, and a 2 liter bottle of liquefied butter. It's the crust the world craves. You're welcome, America.
Pizza, pizza.
Oh, my God. Ben might be right. Are they leaking April Fool's jokes like they leak Super Bowl commercials now?
I'm trying to go through, like, the thread?
Yeah, the thread.
Of it, and it's...
They're not denying it. They're all, like, being like, yeah, who doesn't love corn?
But
like,
they're getting too behind the joke.
Yeah,
I think,
now it's
so it's got to be fake. But
for what?
But that's the thing I'm trying to think.
What are we doing, Little Caesars?
And here's the other thing. I kind of want that to be placed in front of us.
You can't eat the crust, but I'd like to know what a little corn chunks on top of a pizza
looks
like.
You eat on top of the crust.
That's true.
Put your money where your mouth is, Little Caesars. We're calling your bluff.
I'm just confused. And I know they're leading up to something. Like, in the radio world, what they're doing right now is called stunting.
Yes.
So if, like, you're going to flip your station, you just start playing Weird Al for 3 days in a row or something, it's called stunting.
And you're like, what's going on there?
What's Little Caesar stunting for? Are they going to launch, like, a new cornbread?
What are they doing?
Is there a corn item coming out?
Hmm.
To get dopes like us talking about it? But they don't care about dopes like us, Mickey.
No.
They want...
No, this doesn't get any money.
They're leading up to something.
Yeah, because...
But I want to know what.
If we only talk about that, it would only benefit them for you guys to go get Little Caesars because of us talking about it.
Yeah.
And that's not happening right now.
Like a corn chip crust, maybe?
I
Fritos
can't...
on a pizza?
But why corn on the cob, then?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. It's just... I don't even know. I've got nothing. What's going to happen... Is that...
Yeah, exactly, Katie. Katie's like, in 2 weeks you'll hear about a lawsuit. Somebody being like, I tried to get the corn cob pizza.
No, that's garbage. No, it's going to just be some dumb thing that you're going to go, oh, that's what it is. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. What is going to be that dumb thing?
I don't know. Unless
I think
just,
corn chips is a good guess.
They're just still behind on the pop or the corn video of that kid that likes corn.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
They're just like,
They're going to bring out his 35-year-old ass.
An old grandpa saw
it. It's got the juice.
It's got bumps.
Oh, we're not doing that anymore.
I love it.
It makes me happy. I mean, this
helps lower my cholesterol because I'm old now.
Is this video still viral? Or
I don't know. I like vegetables. They're good for you.
It just took Little Caesars this long to get in their spot in the queue line.
They went to the meeting and they're like, did you see this video?
Guys, it's what it would be too. You guys. Have you seen this video of this kid? He likes the juice.
Of corn.
Of corn. Hey, we should do something with
that.
And then after like 18 months of meetings, they finally released that right there. Well, listen, ever since Corn Cob TV canceled Coffin Flop, I have no interest in anything Corn Cob related. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Jump in here.
That's the other thing.
What?
Because Little Caesars people... they're good at get these questions.
Oh my god!
And then they gotta be like, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
and that's what I was. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I have no idea. They don't tell me.
How long do you guys have the corn cob pizza?
It's a joke.
What?
Can I get 2 corn cob pizzas?
Excuse me.
Who? What is this? Because you know the corporate didn't tell them they're gonna start running this thing.
Nope.
The what?
Nope.
Dude, I called Pizza Hut the day those basketballs came out. They had no idea what's going on. How do I get 2 of those basketballs? They go, what basketballs? All right.
I hate that so much. That is my least favorite. That's what stops me from doing most things.
What? Being the first?
No, is that somebody on the other end or whatever, they're not going to understand or... What is it? What do you mean?
Nothing. No, but my...
We jump off a bridge now.
When I wanted the Pizza Hut basketballs, because if you don't know, they've re-released... I don't know if they're still available, but like as of last week, the little mini basketballs are back at Pizza Hut, and they're dope.
No, what basketballs? Never mind. I'm never going to eat again.
And my kids, the second they saw the commercials, wanted them. So my daughter shakes me down like a mafia boss. And she's like, you going to call about them basketballs? And then stands right there next to me while I do it. So I was getting answers on the little basketballs. And I was like, how do I get 2 of those basketballs? She goes, I think you just got to cut them off of the little, she goes, you've just got to cut them off of the big New Yorker box. And I go, oh, it's like a Malloway thing. And then in the background, I heard somebody go, we just got them. They're out front. The balls are out front. Like yelling to the person on the phone.
They're like, okay, never mind.
They had them when I went in.
And they're the exact size of the Papa Shop
balls. They're the exact size of the Papa Shop balls. So I'm just saying, if you want to replace some Papa Shop balls.
I love it when you guys make me feel exceptionally old in the morning.
Right. We're just talking about morning announcements in here because Cody would get to school and do the morning announcements.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did I didn't do morning announcements mostly because I wasn't getting to school before that bell rang. So I'm getting there. I go to school early. Yeah, right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, right, Tam. Okay.
You're right.
So I never did it. And Cody is like, yeah, we had to get the TV, the cameras, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, we didn't have TVs in our classrooms. We didn't have TV announcements. We were literally in Phoenix, old school. Push button microphone announcements.
Oh no, we had the TV because that's one of when the teacher that started well not started all that but like took over for the teacher that started mm-hmm. all that. They were both in like the same mindset of like that was one of the only places around that did that. They had the rolly cart,
with the
TVs
big.
On them. Yeah, no, it was nice. It was cool.
We didn't have anything, and then Katie's like, I had to watch 9/11 on the rolly cart. I watched 9/11 in college.
Well, I did, too. I'm 38. It's not like I went to, a fancy... I'm saying we had rolly carts and stuff. It wasn't like a flat-screen LED TV.
But you had TV announcements in the morning. Like a little TV studio at ESM.
Oh, yeah. Yep. All student-run. Set all that stuff up.
Didn't have any of that, man. We didn't have TV or radio.
Right. We didn't have radio.
We had a printout, you could make a... The Phoenician, maybe, was our yearbook.
But then there was
I think like a newspaper club or something where you had to go down to the copy center and make copies.
We had that too. I remember that. I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Spartan something.
And I believe they still do morning announcements. My son talks about it.
Oh no, I know we still do. ESM definitely still does. They do a alumni thing every year.
Mm-hmm.
They get a pizza place or whatever.
But it's just funny that I was in the era where we didn't every We've already gone one generation removed from my, like, we didn't have any TVs in our classrooms, and you said you had Rolly carts.
Yeah.
And then after I left.
Yeah, now all of them are, now they do LEDs.
After I left, we had, like, the big-ass bar TVs put in the corner, like the big bar that would hang around, like, like a pub TV.
Yeah.
That was just hanging there, those giant tube TVs.
Yep.
Now you go to my kid's school, every room's got a flat screen smart board on the wall.
Like a computers.
And they're like, how can we hook up Fortnite to that? Or? See, my buddy Jason is saying that I just missed TV announcements. It was the last 2 years.
Ah.
But he was there after me.
Figures.
Damn it. My big break could have happened right during them TV announcements.
Man, you could have ended up at... Nope.
What?
So I was going to say, you could have ended up at Galaxy.
Here I am.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
Could have been a big TV news personality, though.
Nah, you're not a douchebag.
Oh. See, Katie says our school announcements are streamed on Microsoft Teams now.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It's like we have, but like, it's like a morning video? Like, I got a Zoom?
Oh, there's like somebody does a video, then they just put it up there? Because principals love that. Like, the ones that love doing the snow day calls and calling just to leave messages.
I'm going to make a parody to Vanilla Ice for snow day, guys.
In the snow day. And you get a snow day.
Jeff's doing the parody songs again. It's live. So, like...
The kids love it.
Is it just like a million kids with their mics and, like, cameras on? And you're like...
I guess.
Jeffy, could you turn your mic off, Jeffy? Jeffy.
Mute it, please. Mute it.
Huh?
When?
The smoke detector beep going off in a million different houses. Jeffy, your smoke detector needs batteries, huh?
Beep.
Yeah, exactly. What room is it in, buddy?
Beep. It's not here.
Hey, buddy, you either need a battery for that or you have a carbon monoxide leak. So either way... Let's address that today. Can we put that on our list to do today?
Don't worry, I think it's carbon monoxide, and we don't have any smoke detectors.
No, okay, can we get out of there, bud?
Huh? What?
Okay.
For what?
My grandma's been asleep for a long time. Oh, boy. All right.
My nanny sleeps for days.
Okay, Jeffy, we're going to send somebody over.
All right.
Cool. Hi, everybody.
Cool, I'm hungry.
I love it when you guys... Make me feel exceptionally old in the morning.
Right. We're just talking about morning announcements in here because Cody would get to school and do the morning announcements.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did I didn't do morning announcements mostly because I wasn't getting to school before that bell rang. So I'm getting there early. I go to school early. Yeah, right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, right, Tam. Okay.
You're right.
So I never did it. And Cody is like, yeah, we had to get the TV, the cameras, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, we didn't have TVs in our classrooms. We didn't have TV announcements. We were literally in Phoenix, old school, push-button microphone announcements.
Oh, no, we had the TV, because that's one of when the teacher that started, well, not started all that, but, like, took over for the teacher that started all that. They were both in, like, the same mindset of, like, that was one of the only places around that did that. They had the Rolly cart
with the
TVs on them. Yeah, no, it was nice. It was cool.
We didn't have anything, and then Katie's like, I had to watch 9/11 on the Rolly cart. I watched 9/11 in college.
Well, I did too. I guess I'm 38. It's not like I went to like a fancy. I'm saying we had Rolly carts and stuff. It wasn't like a flat screen LED TV.
But you had TV announcements in the morning. Like a little TV studio at ESM. Oh, yeah.
Yep. All student run. Set all that stuff up.
Didn't have any of that, man. We didn't have TV or radio.
Really? We didn't have radio.
We had a printout, like a little, like, you could make a, the Phoenician maybe was our yearbook.
Oh.
But then there was
you.
I think like a newspaper club or something where you had to go down to the copy center and make copies.
We had that too. I remember that. I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Spartan something.
And I believe they still do morning announcements. My son talks about it.
Oh, no, I know. We still do. ESM definitely still does. They do a... Like a alumni thing every year.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the, like a pizza place or whatever.
But it's just funny that I was in the era where we didn't, like every, we've already gone one generation removed from my, like we didn't have any TVs in our classrooms. And you said you had Rolly carts.
Yeah.
And then after I left.
Yeah, now all of them are, now they do LEDs.
After I left, we had. Like the big ass bar TVs put in the corner, like the big bar that would hang around, like I'm saying, like a pub TV.
Yeah.
That was just hanging there, those giant tube TVs.
Yep.
Now you go to my kids' school, every room's got a flat screen smart board on the wall.
Like a computers.
And they're like, how can we hook up Fortnite to that? Or? See, my buddy Jason is saying that I just missed TV announcements. It was the last 2 years.
Ah.
So he was there after me.
Figures.
Damn it. Just my big break could have happened right there in them TV announcements.
Man, you could have ended up at... Oh, wait. Nope.
What?
That's what I was going to say. You could have ended up at Galaxy.
Here I am.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
Could have been a big TV news personality, though.
Nah, you're not a douchebag.
Oh. See, Katie says our school announcements are streamed on Microsoft Teams now.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It's like we have, but like, what, it's like a morning video? Like, I got a Zoom?
Oh, there's like, somebody does a video, then they just put it up there? Because principals love that. Like, the ones that love doing the snow day calls, and calling just to leave messages.
I'm going to make a parody to Vanilla Ice for snow day, guys. Guys!
In the snow day. You get a snow day.
Jeff's doing the parody songs again. It's live. So, like...
The kids love it.
Is it just like a million kids with their mics and like cameras on? And you're like,
I guess.
Jeffy, could you turn your mic off, Jeffy? Jeffy.
Mute it, please.
Mute it, please.
Mute it.
Huh?
Huh? When?
Random the smoke detector beep going off in a million different houses. Jeffy, your smoke detector needs batteries, huh?
Beep.
Yeah, exactly. What room is it in, buddy?
Beep. It's not here.
Hey, buddy, you either need a battery for that or you have a carbon monoxide leak. So either way, let's address that today. Can we put that on our list to do today?
Don't worry. I think it's carbon monoxide. And we don't have any smoke detectors.
No, okay. Can we get out of there, bud? Huh?
What?
Okay.
For what?
My grandma's been asleep for a long time. Oh, boy. All right.
My nanny sleeps for days.
Okay, Jeffy, we're going to send somebody over.
All right. Cool. Hi, everybody.
Cool, I'm hungry. No, what?
We just called a little button. We just called a little button.
Little button.
Little buddy. A little buddy down there.
Hey, little button.
No.
What?
Diarrhea. I got to type diarrhea a lot, and I've never been able to spare. You won't.
Rhea.
Oh, what did I miss? See what I'm saying?
Let me see what I missed.
See what I'm saying?
What did I miss? Oh, H-E-A.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I did I-A at the end.
I think the guy running the word literally had to get up and have diarrhea in the middle. So he was like, okay, hold on.
I-A, whatever.
Okay, finish it up.
You want.
Finish it up. And then he ran off.
Regina. I don't know.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday, sir. We're still under 30 degrees outside the studio right now, but it's good. That's going to change today, isn't it, Wayne?
Oh, yeah. We're going to warm up nice. I mean, we had a nice little warm up yesterday. We'll do even better today. Probably upper 50s today, 55 to 60 this afternoon. So I think, get out and enjoy the mild weather. There will be sort of clouds mixed in with a little bit of sun, but still should be dry most of the time today. And that's going to be compared to a somewhat wet weather pattern we're about ready to get into.
Yeah, I saw that on the nightly news last night saying this this thing is headed our direction. We'll get into that in 1 second, Wayne, but we're at an intersection in the weather center today. The camera over your shoulder, what are we waiting for over there? What's going on?
Well, of course, we've talked for months now about all those storms slamming the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, and we've talked about this, is that those storms, they come through California. Another one is getting ready to work in now, is working in now. They hit the Rockies, they weaken, and then they redevelop, and we get usually some form of that, which has been the case all winter long. Well, this right here is where the weather is about to turn a little more stormy again. This is the Main Street intersection in the little town of Buena Vista, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
So Buena Vista, Colorado, you get a little bit of rain, a little bit of snow. I can see there's a flag there. I can see it whipping around a little bit. They get ready to get into some of that stormy weather that's cutting in from the latest storm moving in through California. So there you go, Buena Vista, Colorado.
So what is this storm that's kind of been going across the whole country, and what's it going to mean when it gets to us?
Okay. For us, it's going to be the start of, like I say, a somewhat unsettled weather pattern, mostly rain. It looks like it's going to be a warm enough where most of this will be rain, at least through the next couple of systems through the weekend. Now, today, fairly quiet again. Clouds, intervals of sunshine today, should be dry most of the time. should be mild, 55 to 60. Good looking day today. Tonight, midnight on, the rain comes in. Showers coming in generally after midnight tonight. So if you've got evening plans, we're probably still dry. Mid-40s tonight. Tomorrow, raincoat and umbrella. Oh, cloudy, occasional rain showers are likely tomorrow. We're in the mid-50s. And then behind that storm, I do think we dry out for Friday. Friday will be the next decent day, but it's going to be cooler. Partly sunny, mid-40s on Friday. And then enjoy the dry weather Friday, because I do think we've got some more wet weather, generally rain, coming in for the weekend.
All right, Wayne, we'll keep an eye on all that. We'll check in tomorrow, sir.
Okay, have a great day. Thanks.
Wayne Mahar gives us the weather just before 7 a.m. So, yeah, you get a nice day today. Enjoy today. And then
is that little tease.
Little tease.
Where you, I bet for some reason, somehow, it's going to be nice. You're only going to get out of work, and then it's just going to rain.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to enjoy it.
Nonstop.
You're not going to be able to get away from it.
You're not going to fly away from it, that's for sure. I'll tell you that much.
Nope.
Oh, happy Whiskey Wednesday. I'll be on Twitch tonight, 8 o'clock.
Look at you, fella.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Jump in there. We will hang out tonight. I'm not going to buy anything new. I've got a bunch of leftovers from the last few weeks, so we'll see what I sip on tonight. I haven't had whiskey in a week. My last Whiskey Wednesday, unless I'm going to drink any whiskey. So.
You can get tall.
I'll be careful. I'll get a, because then otherwise I'll feel like butthole tomorrow. So I'll just have a little bit tonight.
Yeah.
Hang with you guys.
That's true.
8 p.m. Jump on our Twitch stream. We'd love to have you there. So, according to the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal, there is a new trend of people stealing something from their workspace, their office. Can you guess what it is?
I took a pen from Pauly the other day.
Good. No, yeah, good, good, good. Because I think he pies those himself. can you guess? Like, don't think immediate office supply. Think kind of bigger than that. But it's something people are stealing from work now.
Staplers.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Ah,
no.
No, I don't know.
Kitchen silverware.
Oh, okay.
It's a growing problem in offices because people are either eating their lunch there and using an office fork and then taking it home on accident, or just taking it home because they need silverware.
That's a good idea. I should have done that when I didn't have any silverware.
I know, right?
I didn't even think of that.
It didn't used to be an issue because office managers are constantly having to buy more forks, knives, and spoons now than they ever have.
Okay.
In a recent poll, 60% of workers said their companies have made efforts to go green in the past few years. So a lot of offices aren't stocking plastic utensils anymore. I don't think we've ever had them here, unless it was like a party.
Yeah.
Usually we've always had drawers of like metal forks and spoons.
Yeah,
and
we got a whole big, somebody, I don't know who was, got rid of like two full sets of silverware they put in there. That's nice when you have, you know, actual nice silverware to use in an office instead of just you open it up and you're like, oh, here's a bunch of
plastic forks
gross,
and spoons.
Or a bunch of gross stuff that people are like, I don't know, throw it away, but in that drawer over there.
Yeah, I like to use throwaway stuff at work just because then I got to do dishes and I'm always filling the dishwasher.
I don't ever mind. I don't ever care.
Fast Eddie says it always sketches me out to share silverware with my coworkers. It's no different than a restaurant. Are people washing it?
I know. Well, I know that here we've got a damn good dishwasher. Our dishwasher is legit.
Yeah, it cleans everything. I'm not sketched out by it.
It's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I don't mind. And because usually we're the ones that run the dishwasher.
If we get here in the morning,
so we're the ones that know that it is definitely clean. And here, I mean, you know, smoothies gross.
Why?
I was trying to, I don't know, if there's anybody here I wouldn't want to, like, oh, you ate off of that? Like, oh, it's smoothies. Silver.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? There's not anybody here that if you were like, Scott, Super Salad Sales Guy Scott used this dish and, you know, spoon, I would be like,
it's like,
oh, no.
To me, it's no different than a restaurant. It went to a hot dishwasher.
But there's gross people that go in a restaurant.
That's what I'm saying. So. Like, if I can accept that,
that's
and
true.
It takes a lot for me to accept that, then I can accept.
I agree.
Like, if I can go into a buffet and share plates with people that I don't know, then I can do it at the office. You guys finding that silverware is getting stolen? Stolen?
Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
Obviously, it didn't come out the way I wanted to. You know, I think as a baseball fan, I think everybody wanted to see it. He won round one. you can't take anything away from it. Just to be able to come out of the bullpen, you know, as a starter, and, you know, showtime. So hats off to them guys over there. Tough night for us, but we'll be back.
Good morning. This is K-Rock. So what is this, the World Baseball Classic Championship?
Yeah, that was the championship game. Ohtani caught Trout fish in there for the final strike.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember why they started doing this. It was like just a way to get people more into baseball, I think.
Right.
And it's caught on a little bit.
Is this where the Mets closer hurt himself? Part of this?
Yep.
All right.
That's been the criticism from people that want it to get bigger, mm-hmm. is that they're like, well, none of the pitchers pitch.
Well, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
this ain't going to help its case.
Oh, so for a while they didn't really put like their starting pitchers in these things?
Yeah, the thing is that you don't have to do it. Like, mm-hmm. you can get asked and be like, nah, I'm good. So there's a handful of major leaguers on a bunch of these teams. Like, the U.S. team's got a ton of them. Mm-hmm. But it's not everybody and not a lot of pitchers, because you're getting ready for the season. Why would you want to go and throw as hard as you can for a couple games that don't matter at all?
Yeah.
But last year's was, or it's every like 3 years, that was a good tournament. And this year's was a lot of fun. I like baseball, so it was cool to watch.
Where are they playing these games?
No clue. I watched that whole game yesterday. Couldn't even tell you.
Because it's the world, so they can go all over the place.
I forget, because the games are on like Fox Sports 1.
Mm-hmm.
Where were they? I don't even know. So they had to be somewhere warm. Houston? California?
I mean, it could be in Japan. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know, because the finals came down to Japan in the U.S., but I honestly, God, I could Google it, but
I'm on the article right here. If everybody knows where they were playing, they're in Miami, Tom says.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. But it's cool. It was fun. There's been a couple cool plays, watch a couple of players.
Mm-hmm.
That was neat. I like it. It's just a fun tournament. I love these tournaments. It's a good way to capitalize on March Madness.
Well, it's just interesting, too, that like they're going to put their star players in this. Like, I think of the NFL. Does the NFL do anything like this, where they're going to take their star players?
God, no. It's in their contracts that they can't do anything else
like this, right?
Like, it's actually a thing in a bunch of players' contracts that you, like, hey, Dak, guess what? You cannot go play pickup basketball.
No, I get it.
You cannot ride a motorcycle.
You're worth $100 million. You're not going to go out there and wreck your ankle on a motorcycle.
Because it's happened.
Yeah.
They've had to put it into players' contracts because players have done this. So mm-hmm. they're like, all right, guess what? No more motorcycles for you.
Because like, then they don't got to pay him if they hurt themselves or whatever. Yep. It's an out. Yeah.
Because the Braves, Ronald Acuna was in this, and he was hurt last year. And I was like, all right, man, like, take it easy, because he goes full bore with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could think of is that he's going to be the example. Like, oh, look, he needs Tommy John because he threw the ball so hard in a meaningless game. But no, nothing happened.
Well, I think the prime example is the Mets closer that's out for the year now.
Yep, from just celebrating.
They just lost their closer for a year. That guy that was getting a lot of attention last year, too.
The trumpet guy.
Yeah, trumpet guy.
Yep.
So, as you know, we keep track of animals versus people here on the show on K-Rock. This one, nobody died, but it could have gone way worse.
Uh-oh.
A Colorado man suffered minor injuries while him and his wife were chilling in a hot tub.
Oh, I saw the headline.
And a mountain lion started attacking them.
That's got to be possibly the worst place for that, right?
You're kind of trapped.
And you got no clothes on. I mean, swim trunks, but at least if you're out hiking, now it's just slashing at your skin all willy-nilly.
They said he and his wife were in an in-ground hot tub located away from... Located away from the rental home they were staying at.
Nice.
So they're on vacation.
That sucks even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not even aware.
They were sitting in the hot tub, and the guy, I don't think they give me his name, but the man felt something grab his head. They began screaming and splashing water at the animal. The man's wife grabbed a flashlight, shined it at the mountain lion. Bad kitty.
Thanks, Carol.
Get out of here.
Good job, Carol.
I don't think they knew what it was, because you're sitting in the dark and a freaking lion attacks your head.
Bad puma.
Get out of here.
Bad puma.
The woman and man were screaming at the lion. It moved up a little bit, but it kind of like crouched down like it was going to come back for him.
Yeah.
They kept screaming, and they got to go up the hill, and they got back in the house, so they're fine. The man suffered 4 superficial scratches from the claws.
Okay.
He cleaned them out, refused medical treatment.
Oh, that's good, then.
but they were unable to find any of the mountain lion's tracks, meaning it's coming back.
Yeah.
You can't use that hot tub again.
No, God, no, no, no. The vacation's over.
Right? You're like, okay, what?
Vacation's over. You're going home. Puma got you.
Want to go in the hot tub? No, not really.
Nah, last time Puma bit my head.
That last time was a real bummer because that Puma grabbed you by the head. Remember when that happened?
Remember when that hot tub that one time and a mountain lion mauled us?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was a real bummer. Let's not do that again. That was the fear, dude, when we had that rental house in Nashville, not Nashville, but in the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, they're out
there,
dude.
I was always the last one on the deck at night.
They're out there.
And I was like, a bear's going to come around that corner.
I'm like, hey, man, what are you doing over here?
Every night I was like, a giant bear is going to come, to where they had like a motion-censored light that I had on, because I knew if that light went on, bear's coming this way.
Yeah.
Thankfully, did not see any bears. But every night I'm like, I'm in these hills, man, and there's bears in these hills.
They're up there. You saw bears. No, you didn't see bears. You saw bears. Yeah.
I'd rather not see one just kind of coming around the corner while you're at vacation.
Well, that's how it is at Old Forge.
You're out?
It's weird at Old Forge, because up there, when you're at like some of the campsites, the one that's in Enchanted Forest, it's pitch black. If you have a fire, fine. But other than that, if you don't have the light on because you don't want to attract the bugs to the little cabin they have, which nobody does, so it's just either a fire and then nothing. So you're just being like, well, it'd be like a movie because all of a sudden I would just see a bear face by the fire, but that'd be it because there's nothing.
But they know to stay away, right?
Oh,
they,
God, no, not
they
there.
Don't.
No,
they come right up.
They're out there all the time. This year wasn't that bad at all. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any. I've seen them a bunch throughout the years. They never done anything.
What if you only got a tent? Where do you hide in the tent?
Get in the tent.
You get in the tent and hope.
Get in the tent. But yeah, no, this year I didn't see not a one.
Bring bear mace, I guess. Well, have it on you.
Usually everybody's really good. The second someone sees a bear, everybody. Bear!
Yeah, bear, bear, bear!
Guys, bear!
Oh,
it's
good.
There's a bear coming for you, bear! They'll like shine a flashlight at the bear's going that way!
Hey, what's up? My name's Tony. I'm a bear. I'm
Hey, how you doing?
looking for Cody Leafy. Is he here? Or
looking for nuts.
Yeah.
I'm a bear.
Is Coco Nuts here? Or what's his Don Line name is? So
what's going on? Looking to smoke or?
See, man, now you had to mention outdoor campfires, and you had to mention cabins, and now nuts. My brain just wants nothing but summertime. Got me all twisted now.
Nope, not yet. We're going to get this little, what's that? Where's that
meme that goes through?
Somebody find that meme of all the different seasons
and
that we have.
This is like fake spring.
Fake spring.
We know there's one more big storm coming.
Yep, and then we're going to have fake second spring in April.
Yes. Mm. Damn it. Getting so excited.
All tingly.
I'm all tingly. You know, all the warm stuff is going to happen. These guys are coming to Darien Lake.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. As you know, we keep track of animals versus people here on the show on K-Rock. This one, nobody died, but it could have gone way worse.
Uh-oh.
A Colorado man suffered minor injuries while him and his wife were chilling in a hot tub.
Oh, I saw the headline.
And a mountain lion started attacking them.
That's got to be possibly the worst place for that, right?
You're kind of trapped.
And you got no clothes on. I mean, swim trunks, but at least if you're out hiking, now it's just slashing at your skin all willy-nilly.
They said he and his wife were in an in-ground hot tub located away from the rental home they were staying at.
Nice.
So they're on vacation.
That sucks even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not even aware.
They were sitting in the hot tub, and the guy, I don't think they give me his name, but the man felt something grab his head. They began screaming and splashing water at the animal. The man's wife grabbed a flashlight, shined it at the mountain lion. Bad kitty.
Thanks, Carol.
Get out of here.
Good job, Carol.
I don't think they knew what it was because you're sitting in the dark and a freaking lion attacks your head.
Bad puma.
Get out of here.
Bad puma.
The woman and man were screaming at the lion. It moved up a little bit, but it kind of like crouched down like it was going to come back for him.
Yeah.
They kept screaming, and they got to go up the hill, and they got back in the house, so they're fine. The man suffered 4 superficial scratches from the claws.
Okay.
He cleaned them out, refused medical treatment.
Oh, that's good, then.
But they were unable to find any of the mountain lion's tracks, meaning it's coming back.
Yeah.
You can't use that hot tub again.
No, God, no, no, no. The vacation's over.
Right? You're like, okay, what?
Vacation's over. You're going home. Puma got you.
Want to go in the hot tub?
No, not really.
Nah, last time Puma bit my head.
And last time was a real bummer because that puma grabbed you by the head. Remember when that happened?
Remember when that hot tub that one time and a mountain lion mauled us?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was a real bummer. Let's not do that again. That was the fear, dude, when we had that rental house in Nashville. Not Nashville, but in the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah. They're out
there,
dude.
I was always the last one on the deck at night.
They're out there.
And I was like, a bear's going to come around that corner.
I'm like, hey, man, what are you doing over here?
Every night I was like, a giant bear is going to come to where they had like a motion-censored light that I had on because I knew if that light went on,
bear's
coming this way.
Yeah.
Thankfully, did not see any bears. But every night I'm like, I'm in these hills, man, and there's bears in these hills.
They're up there. You saw bears. No, you didn't see bears.
We saw bears.
Yeah.
I'd rather not see one just kind of coming around the corner while you're at vacation.
Well, that's how it is at Old Forge.
You're out?
Weird at Old Forge because up there, when you're at like some of the campsites, the one that's in Enchanted Forest, it's pitch black. If you have a fire, fine. But other than that, if you don't have the light on because you don't want to attract the bugs to the little cabin they have, which nobody does, so it's just either a fire and then nothing. So you're just being like, well, it'll be like a movie because all of a sudden I would just see a bear face by the fire, but that'd be it because there's nothing.
But they know to stay away, right?
Oh, God, no, not
there.
They
don't?
No.
They come right up?
They're out there all the time. This year wasn't that bad at all. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any. I've seen them a bunch throughout the years. They never done anything.
What
if you
only got a tent? Where do you hide in the tent?
Get in the tent.
You get in the tent and hope.
Get in the tent. But, yeah, no, this year I didn't see not a one.
Bring bear mace, I guess. Well, have it on you.
Usually everybody's really good. The second someone sees a bear, everybody... Bear!
Yeah, bear, bear, bear!
Guys, bear!
Oh,
it's
good.
A bear! There's a bear coming for you, bear! And I was like, shine a flashlight at the... Bear's going that way!
Hey, what's up? My name's Tony. I'm a bear. I'm,
Hey, how you doing?
Looking for Cody Leafy. Is he here, or...
Looking for nuts.
Yeah.
I'm a bear.
Is Coco Nuts here, or, that's what his online name is, so...
What's going on? Looking to smoke, or...
See, man, now you had to mention outdoor campfires, and you had to mention cabins, and now my brain just wants nothing but summertime. Got me all twisted now.
Nope, not yet. We're gonna get this little... What's that? Where's that
meme that goes through?
Somebody find that meme of all the different seasons
and
that we have.
This is like fake spring.
Fake spring.
We know there's one more big storm coming.
Yep, and then we're gonna have fake second spring in April.
Yes. Mm. Damn it. Getting so excited.
All tingly.
I'm all tingly. You know, all the warm stuff is going to happen. Those of you out there maybe looking for some dating tips. Well, there's a grandma on TikTok, 80-year-old Gail Rudnick.
Yeah?
She's got dating tips.
What's up, Gail?
Now, her dating tips are for her granddaughter, but I figured they could play for anybody.
Okay. What we got?
Who wants to, you know, maybe be a better
And do some dating.
Gentlemen should always pull out a chair for a woman if they're going to a restaurant. The person who initiates the date should do the choosing of the liquor. If she's taking him out, then she should choose. You should not order the most expensive thing on the menu. Or even share something. Say, you know, we could share. That would be work for me because I can't eat the whole thing. And I think when the date is over, he should get out of the car in front of her house or apartment and open the door for her.
All right, hold on. What do you think about those? Want me to start with the first one?
Yeah, what was that first?
The gentleman should always pull out a chair for a woman if they're going to a restaurant.
Okay.
Pull out a chair if you're going to the restaurant.
Oh, gotcha. I mean...
I'm terrible at that. I wish I was better.
Some of these, though, it's... You don't get a chance to, like, quickly... You know what I mean? You have to, like, sprint around to...
Yeah,
I got you quick. But, I mean, I get it.
You broads are so independent.
They're nice gestures.
Yeah.
But I would say if it's not something you do all the time...
Mm-hmm.
Then don't give, like, a false sense of, nah, this guy's a gentleman. You trick him into something, and then as soon as, you land him,
mm-hmm.
I'm not opening that door for you. Or you have to start opening doors.
Hold on, let me go back to her other advice.
Some of these women are strong, independent women.
The person who initiates the date should do the choosing of the liquor.
That's weird. The person who initiates the date should do choosing of the liquor, so what does that mean?
Hey,
your drink?
Want to go on a date? Yes. You're drinking moonshine!
You're drinking straight corn liquor.
As much of it as I want you to.
Maybe that's an old-fashioned thing. Like, I've bought champagne or I've bought a bottle of wine. Is that maybe it?
I guess.
She's taking him out, then she should choose. You should not order the most expensive thing on the menu.
No, I order what I want to eat.
Yeah, you order what you want to eat.
I never order on price. If I'm going out to eat, I want to get what I want to eat.
Yeah.
But it's never the most expensive thing, because the most expensive thing is always seafood, and seafood is gross.
Yeah, and if you want to get that, then order that.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever had that happen to them?
What?
Where they go out on a date, and somebody, they went to get something, and then the other person's been like, whoa, hey, it's a little pricey.
Or you're on a date, and the person across from you is like, can I get the surf and turf? And you're like, I don't got $95 here.
But then, don't go to that restaurant.
Yeah, I guess you can't go.
That's the thing. I always look at the restaurants, and you got to pay attention first, because you can't just be like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Because it can end up being, like you said, a $90 plate.
I want to take you to a really, really fancy place. It's called Dairy Queen. Like a French restaurant.
I like that.
You can sit outside. It's really, really nice.
That sounds good.
Or even share something. Say, you know, we could share. That would be work for me, because I can't eat the whole thing.
Because you're 70.
I can. I can eat the whole thing.
Don't worry.
I'm eating the whole thing.
And I think when the date is over, he should get out of the car in front of her house or apartment.
And then eat the whole thing.
And open the door for her.
Yeah. And then ask her, you going to bring those leftovers home? Or
do you want the doggy bag?
Do you want the doggy bag? Or
do you want this McDonald's? Or
all right. It's time to play our game.
What?
We're doing, I guess, drinking games throughout the week to give away tickets to the Wildcat Sports Pub CNY Brewfest presented by the DWI team at the Horticulture Building, Great New York State Fairgrounds, CNYBrewFest.com. Information available and tickets there. I got a pair of tickets. Today we're going to play Flip Cup. I got actual red Solo cups.
Oh.
Lovely Kim told me where they were in the office. We got them. Okay.
She's playing beer pong.
First to three is going to be the winner. Now, if you want to play, I think we could get away with this one on the radio too, right? There's an audio element to it.
I would imagine we might be all right with that.
So text me your name and the word Brewfest, and I will text two of you back. I will pick out two contestants. I am playing for Robert. You are playing for Emma. If you want to watch these shenanigans, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. We're doing drinking games all this week as an effort to give away some tickets. We each play on behalf of one of you. And today we're just doing a little flip cup. I don't know flip cup. How do you do it?
Like this.
Oh, and you then, don't do it this way?
No, you go like this. You pick it up, you drink, you got to set it, and then you got to flip it.
That's how it works?
Yep.
All right. I was completely backwards. All right. All right, so Cody and I, first...
You got to pretend like there's someone across from me because it's a drinking game, so you're like...
First to get all three of their cups flipped over. Again, I'm playing for showbro Robert. You are playing for showgirl Emma.
Everybody loves Robert. Everybody.
Cody Mack?
Yeah.
Did you do this in college a lot?
Not so much flip cup. Yeah, I mean, it's right, flip fine. Cup, so I'm going to do it just because it's going to... Be like muscle memory.
Gotcha.
But no, I did. When we more beer pong, we play beer pong. It's over.
All right. Well, like yesterday, you killed me on the ping pong.
I'll play beer pong right now.
All right. Here we go. Cody Mack.
Yes.
Let me get mine on the edge. Oh no, you got to drink. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Drink.
Oh man.
Got it. Drink. Oh my. I wasn't. Okay. Okay. It's already won. I wasn't even paying attention. He won so fast. I was over here excited that I got one cup. And he won so fast.
Yeah, you gotta...
Hup. Wow! Drink. Flip. Got drink, it.
Flip.
Drink. Hup. Flip. Hup. Drink. Flip. Got hup. It. Drink. Flip. I would be pretty good at this.
It's fun. Flip Cup's a fun game.
All right. Well, good for you, bud. Congratulations, showgirl Emma. Sorry I failed you.
You didn't fail anybody.
Sorry I failed you, Robert. All right, Emma, I'll get your information on the K-Rock text line.
Yeah, I agree. I like the Double Dare music.
Whiskey Wednesday tonight. Jump on Twitch with me, 8 o'clock tonight.
What? Why'd you start doing that?
Drink a little midweek beverage, get caught up with each other, see how we're doing. 8 p.m., you know where to find me.
The internet.
I don't know if I love a shower. I love taking showers, I love standing in the shower. Some might say I stand there too long. But there's a TikTok trend right now called the everything shower. And it really is nothing more than just taking a very long shower, it seems.
Oh, okay.
Like, they, instead of just washing your hair and your body down, they say you can add things like facial treatments, full body exfoliator, deep conditioning hair mask. I don't got hair.
Yeah, this is what people do in the shower. So you can do things in the shower that you would do in the shower.
Some people are lighting candles and putting on some music.
Okay. Like, okay.
I mean, that's like more bath time stuff to me.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, that's a bath. But I mean, if you want to do that while you're in the shower, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I
love super long showers. I love boiling my body.
Oh, see, don't you.
With hot water, what, you like the cold water?
Well, yeah, not cold, but I can't do super hot.
Yeah.
It makes almost, when like the shower or the bathroom gets all steamy, mm-hmm. it makes me feel claustrophobic. I don't like it.
When there's too much steam?
Yeah, when it's all steamy in the shower and it's all hot.
Oh, you feel like you're trapped?
Yeah, I don't like it. So if it gets like that, I'll open the curtain sometimes.
Same. I don't like that either.
Like, no, too hot. Turn this water down.
I like to just stand there and gather my thoughts. And it's sometimes I'll be in there for 20 minutes. I don't care. An hour, I think you'd disintegrate after that, but.
Yeah.
I just like to stand in the hot water, warm myself from the inside, get my thoughts together, and I'm good.
It does help, like, regulate your body temperature. You can get yourself nice and warm or whatever. Mm-hmm. I like to do some naked stretching. You know what I mean?
Like what? Like yoga moves, or just
once I'm all warm and everything in there, you know, just try to like get ready for the day, right? You know, try to bend over a bunch and then do like a, you know, one of these where you twist your body all the way around, or just because I feel like I'm all loose now.
Yeah, you are.
Because I'm all warm and everything, so you can do all the stretches.
It's like you've been in a pot of boiling water.
Right?
You've loosened yourself up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't listened to anything in the shower, maybe ever. Like music or podcast, I just am in there in the silence. Is that weird?
No, because
I know people are listening to us right now in the shower.
Yeah, right. That's Hey,
what's up? Hey, what's up?
Oh, you washed
cool.
your
nice.
Ooh, soap up your hoodie.
Nice J's.
Oh, nice. Check out those scroats.
Do you put anything on in there?
I will just because like that's where I get ready in the morning. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, I'm in the shower and then I get ready and then I'm done for the morning. So I'll put on. Whatever is the cartoon on either Cartoon Network or Comedy Central at like that 4:30 or 4:30
in the
slot.
Bathroom?
Yeah, just on my phone.
Oh, just have something on in the background.
It'll be either Bob's Burgers King of the Hill, or every once in a while a Futurama.
And why you just like sound just, in the bathroom?
Yeah, just as it's just something going on as you're getting ready,
mm-hmm.
doing shower time stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of you that listen to us in the shower, which is weird. I get uncomfortable by the thought that people are listening to us, but I
like
get it.
I like it a lot. More than anything I've ever liked in my entire life.
Ryo, thank you for that sub and Twitch. Appreciate that. But no, I'm just a hang in the silence, enjoy the heat, kind of soak up the steam, fella. I like to. I never got into the oranges that y'all were doing a couple months ago.
Oh, I wanted to do all that.
It'd be fun.
I got to get some of those shower bomb things that you guys all talk about.
Yeah.
I want to get one of those.
Because I like the fragrance, and I like the idea of being able to eat in the shower, because then I can be clean immediately.
Yeah.
If I were going to eat a fruit or vegetable, it would be in the shower. Rye does a shower bath shower?
I mean, I don't. So you take a shower,
mm-hmm.
and then you take a little bath,
yeah.
and then you stand back up and take a shower.
Remember the rainforest? You ever do the rainforest when you were a kid? Oh, I loved it. I would close the shower curtain, put the plug in, and then just lay in the bathtub like I was in the rainforest, and it was storming on me, and it would be raining, but then the bathtub's filling up, so you're kind of doing a combo bath shower, and then you put bubbles in there. And you're like, I'm in the rainforest. Or it's kind of like that scene in Forrest Gump when they're like, it's raining forever. You just pretend you're out in the rain.
Why have you forsaken me, Jesus?
You know, like that.
Josh, get out of the shower.
Why?
Josh. You've been in there for a long time.
Pretend I'm out in, you know, the rice paddies of Vietnam. God. Getting rained on.
Holding your gun over your head.
Yeah, there's a lot wrong with me, guys.
I mean, I get it. I like how discreet you had a whole thing.
I love it. You darken out the little area. You make it a little dark in there. Yeah, it was yesterday. This was when I was a kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, this was not yesterday.
You pull the curtain.
This was not yesterday.
You pull the curtain, although that's tricky because then sometimes the curtain touches you and that's the most disgusting thing ever. So, wait. Go ahead.
You close the shower curtain, you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you normally shower with the shower curtain open?
No. I'm saying if I'm going to do the combo.
Yeah.
I want the shower curtain pulled.
But Yeah.
Yeah.
My shower curtain's pulled all the time when I'm in the shower or the bath.
Even when you do a bath?
I don't ever had a bath.
I know. It's really confusing.
I've never taken a bath in an apartment.
Yeah. I mean, this was me when I was a kid.
But
my whole body could fit in the bathtub. I could stretch out. And I just, I'm just nude laying there and the shower's falling on me, but like the bathtub's filling up and we're going to drown out here, man.
You know, something quick.
We got to do something. Hon? Well, you've been in there for a while.
The high water's probably gone.
And I'm just there. Then you get those Avon bubbles that your grandma has and you just spill. And then you got to spin, you got to swim, you got to do laps in the bathtub to get the suds up. Get a real sudsy in there. Oh, then you're in this sudsy bath and it's raining on you, dude. It's the best. It's the best.
What rainforest are you in?
So good. I don't know, dude. The storm. I don't know when the storm's going to clear out. I love it.
I don't know when the storm's going to clear out.
I love it. And it doesn't. You're just like, it's going to be raining for days. What are we doing? I like to play pretend.
We got
like
to get to dry land.
We got to get to dry land. We're never going to make it out here.
Oh, man.
Love it. Your mom's on the way.
It's
all right.
You can pick me up.
Cody, I'm going to come pick you up. He needs help. I don't want you hanging out with him anymore. Na, 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 na. Sexy so-and-sos. All right, I got a couple of pet things here. You want to talk about it?
Oh.
Want to talk about it?
Yes.
A new study of 2,000 cat and dog owners found that 25% of people, actually, I'll add these up. Basically, 50% of people would be willing to get a tattoo of their pet.
That's stupid.
I was going to say, who are the other 50%? What's wrong with you? Like, you wouldn't get a tattoo of your pet?
No.
You have one. You have one.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
No, yeah, I would. It wouldn't even have to be. I'd get an Elsa tattoo. It wouldn't have to be this is a long pet. That's my dad's dead pet. No, get live pets.
Now, that being said, I ain't getting a tattoo of my stupid cat. But
a Freddy face would be
Freddy
hysterical because their faces are hysterical.
I would do a Freddy face.
You won't.
Freddy face, stinky Frito Freddy right now. Man, my guy needs a bath. Stinks. But there's a bunch of other stats. So they asked, like, hey, would you do this for your pet or do you think this about your pet? Like, 68% believe that compared to other pet lovers, they love their pets way more than other people love their pets.
No, I would like to think that, but, you know, I've seen some things that are, you know what I mean? Like,
you think that you're the loveliest of loves?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I definitely know that other people are going to more extremes. You know what I mean?
That is true. I love Freddy, but I don't love him as much as some of you guys love your pets. Like, he and I are roommates and we're cool, but it's like, what more do you want, Fred? Like, how much more junk do I got to buy for you? Come on.
A lot more.
You're fed. You've got poops all over the yard that I got to pick up now that the snow is melting.
Yeah, but you want to play with a ball?
But yeah, can I get you some balls or do you want some more treats or...
Play tennis ball?
What are the other ones they got into? 1 in 3 say their pet is a great icebreaker.
Yeah, that's the
icebreaker, right?
That's the easiest thing there is. It's just boom, like your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
On average, pet owners reckon that 36% of their conversations end up being about their pets. That's high.
That makes sense, though. I mean, what else? I'd imagine it could eventually steer everything right back to the pet, especially, you know what I mean? I got nothing else going on there. You're home and it's just the dog.
I know. That's like you having kids.
That's
it's
what
like,
I mean.
This is my kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about my kid. That's what I got.
Yeah.
More than half have conversations with their pet when no one else is around. Again, who are the other half?
Yeah, of course you do.
100% of you should be having conversations with your animals.
Yeah.
48% have told their pet a secret they've never told anybody else.
Oh, my God.
I'm not confiding in Freddy.
Elsa, come here. Elsa, come here.
I killed a guy.
That's what I was gonna say.
I killed a guy.
I killed a guy.
I saw that box you found.
Come on in, please.
Oh no, this is a long game.
Elsa's been an undercover cop this whole time.
She played the long game.
And your mother was in on it because your mother's like, I just found this dog from Texas.
This dog came up from Texas. Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Spy dog.
Got her embedded in the whole underground situation and now.
She's probably wearing a wire this whole time.
Elsa's an informant.
Mm,
I knew it.
She's so like Elsa of snow color as an informer.
I like that.
Huh?
I was going to announce our new Pixar movie, Elsa Dog Informant. And it's like an animated Elsa, but she's got like glasses and stuff, and she's like undercover.
That hat that spies wear.
Yeah, she's like in the Hell's Angels for 7 years or whatever. Then they finally give her a patch, and she's like, I'm going to blow this whole thing up.
Or it's
so they put a hit out on her.
That opening scene to James Bond where you're looking out of the barrel of a gun, but it's just Elsa.
Yeah. Elsa, Dog Informant.
Win it.
Yeah, like I can see a whole thing where like, yeah, like she gets involved with like the Hell's Angels pit bulls that are in the junkyard.
Yep.
And she's like, it's kind of like, we're just kind of reaping off Heathcliff a little bit. Yeah, but she's out in the junkyard and she's like getting to know these like Hell's Angels dogs. And
well, because that's where she came from.
That's where she knows.
She started at the bottom. Now she's here.
Yeah. And then
she just went back. She kept that relationship with, you know, her roots.
She's like, when's that boat full of heroin coming in? And the dogs are like, we don't know what you're talking about. And Elsa's like, but do ya? And then that gets relayed back. Elsa, Dog Informant.
Win it.
I love it. I'm going to watch that.
Cops rip in, and Elsa takes off her hat. Gotcha! Yeah,
got him!
Scumbags!
Well, they got to fake arrest Elsa, too, so that the other dogs don't know she was the informant.
Let me go! I don't have nothing to do with this!
Yeah.
Let me go!
That's part of the informant.
Yeah. Little hands up front, because they can't put their arms behind their back, so they just look funny with their arms stuck.
And then the bad dogs glance over, and she's putting on that FBI windbreaker that they all put on. They go, we knew it all along! It's a $500 million movie.
Make it.
Huge movie.
Boom.
Guys, we'll roll into your 8 o'clock
Pratt's
hour.
The voice of all of them.
Nope. Cancel it.
I'm a dog informant.
I'm a lady dog informant.
Chris, can you do a voice?
Okay. Hey, I'm a dog informant.
How about a lady voice? Here. Dog informer voice. Lady voice. How's that? No? Wacky.
It's me, Mario.
Hey, you booze bags. I got a couple of opportunities for you to booze it up. First of all, tonight, Whiskey Wednesday, join me on Twitch. Little half hour hang. It's kind of a chance Q&A for us. Cody's usually in the chat. I'm sitting there. Anything you ever want to ask us about the show, we're happy to talk about it or just fill you with some silliness.
You're welcome.
And then this weekend, the Wildcat Sports Pub ZNY Brewfest presented by the DWI team.
Look at you.
It's happening over at the Horticulture Building, Great New York State Fairgrounds. Just a few tickets remain. And I actually got to buy some today because my family wants to come. So
there's like two left.
I know. I'm like, I don't want this to sell out. Then I'd be like, sorry, you can't come. So I gotta get in there and buy some today because it is going to be packed. A lot of people want to come drink some beers. And this is going to be a great one because we are going to be in the Horticulture Building. There's options for early entry, like an hour before everybody else, if you want to do that. There's Friday night VIP, which is close to sold out, if you want to try beers that aren't going to be available Saturday. There's going to be snack options. There's going to be a lot of great vendors there. And then Cody, myself, Griff, and Smoothie, all going to be there throughout the day. Cody and I will be there from noon to 4. And there are games that you can come to our booth and play to get yourself entered to win a pair of tickets to the almost sold out Red Hot Chili Peppers show at
Noice.
The great JMA Wireless Dome.
Those tickets are going
no
red hot.
No purchase necessary, so all you got to do is come down and play our games, and you can win. I'm kind of excited about a couple of the 90s things that are happening.
Yeah, you would be.
And I wanted to ask your opinion on it. First of all, this one got announced the other day on, I think, Fallon?
Oh. Oh,
here it goes.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know this theme, this is Keenan and Kel.
No, this is Coolio, you silly
dude. It is Coolio. May he rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
Keenan and Kel are pairing back up to bring back Good Burger. There's going to be a new Good Burger 2 movie released. Your opinions on that?
As long as just put it on Nickelodeon, you know what I mean? Make it available on Paramount, all that, whatever. It'll do just fine. I don't want anything to do with that.
Really?
No, that's is very much unnecessary.
Something about Kenan Thompson makes my brain very happy. Everything he does, I think, is hilarious. I'm just kind of...
No, he's very good.
I think I've been obsessed with him since all that.
Yeah, it's fun watching a guy go from, you know, a 10-year-old, you know, sketch thing on Nickelodeon that we watched on Friday nights.
Yeah, to Saturday night. Snick, how dare you?
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, I was thinking of T.J. Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until, you know, then he's doing Saturday Night Live. He's doing movies. He's doing commercials and stuff now. So,
but he's made a career out of it. I was reading an interview about him yesterday. It's funny because, like, He has openly said he's not going to leave SNL till they tell him to leave. He loves having a job.
Yeah, why would he?
He's like, I'm not going to go do anything else. I'm going to stay here until you tell me I can't be here anymore.
It baffles me that, and I kind of get why some of them, you know, peace out. But the advice they must get from whoever, their agents or whatever.
Yeah, they're like, now's the time to make the jump,
and
man.
It's baffling because literally, and yeah, I know I'm there's some that do, but literally none of them make it.
You got Will Ferrell. You've got.
And I don't count some of the ones that some people are going to count. I ain't counting Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth Meyers. If you get in that Lorne Michaels kind of universe, that's how you get the Tonight Show and that stuff. Like, that's his universe.
He's doing a show that nobody's ever watched.
Like, if anybody should have been wildly successful, it's Kristen Wiig, and I don't know what happened to her.
Right? They'll do like a thing, and then they peace out. They get like weird little spots and stuff where it's just, if with the smart ones make it. Like a Fred Armisen gets it, where he's like, I'm not a number one guy here. I'm not the top guy
in this
group.
I'll go be something else, yeah.
Let me just go, like, I'm going to do SNL, but I'm going to keep being little side pieces and keep getting jobs.
Like Chris Parnell, like a bunch of guys. Chris Parnell is one of my favorite SNL cast members. Was funny as like Dr. Spaceman on 30 Rock and stuff. Like they went off and did stuff, but really.
And I mean the now, and we're not talking about the old SNL stuff. Yeah. We're talking about nowadays.
So that actually brings me to my next story, which is Dana Carvey and Mike Myers announced that Wayne's World 3 is on the horizon.
I mean, I guess, but I feel like it's too late.
And I don't know if they're joking or not, because they said in an interview with People Magazine, Dana Carvey said, Wayne's World 3 is on the horizon. Quote, maybe we'll do it in puppets. I'm not sure. I'm always game.
What?
He didn't mention what the deal was, but he had a photo recently on his Instagram. If you go to the Dana Carvey on Instagram.
Okay.
It's him and Wayne in the Wayne's World set. Like, dressed how they're dressed in the character, so I don't know.
It depends. It depends. I just feel like that you got to strike when the iron's hot with these things.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne's World is not hot anymore.
It's not, and I think we learned that with Dumb and Dumber 2, didn't we? Because
that was atrocious.
Like, that was the most overhyped sequel ever, and it was like,
this
is
finally getting one, and now they're going to do this, and it's going to be like, no.
Yeah, I don't know if I need to see a Wayne's World 3.
Yeah. No, I mean, I probably watch it, but I don't know. It's now that it's the dumb comedy that used to be funny with Wayne's World isn't the same. Now it's going to be really stupid comedy. You know what I mean? The same dumb comedy doesn't hit.
Yeah.
Like it does.
And with someone like Mike Myers, he really leans into like topical stuff. He might make it too dated.
That's what I mean. Like, it's going to be weird. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, but those two remakes, you heard about them this week. I'll watch them both. I don't know if they're going to be good, but I'll watch them both. I don't have an answer for you, Cody. I don't. I don't have any more details beyond that.
I'm going to need more.
All I know is that Gwyneth Paltrow, she's a different kind of broad, I guess. She's very hippy-dippy, but she's also extremely wealthy. So I guess when you can be wealthy and also be hippy-dippy.
Keep that perineum nice and.
What part of the body is that?
It's your bottle.
You can do things like rectal ozone therapy, which.
Yeah, but.
I've never heard of it. I've had a lot of things in my butt, but I've never heard of rectal ozone therapy.
No. I don't know what it does for you.
She said, quote, I have used ozone therapy rectally. It's pretty weird, but it's been very helpful.
For what?
So, ozone therapy, this is according to Dr. Joseph Salhab, a Florida-based gastroenterologist.
Yeah.
Ozone therapy is, in its best definition, is meant to get more oxygen to the body using ozone. Ozone, besides being a great club at SUNY Oswego, is an inorganic molecule with one more oxygen molecule. All right, fine, whatever. Chemically speaking, they're different than oxygen. Ozone can be extremely dangerous if inhaled and can cause sufficient irritation. What? Experimental research investigates ozone therapy as a technique for wound healing, alleviating pain, such as fibromyalgia, breathing disorders, and blah, 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 whatever. This is all him. I'm not saying this. I'm not giving medical advice.
No.
But I don't know why it's got to go in her butt. It's important to note that studies are very low quality right now, and there's limited evidence.
Got to boof it.
So why is she putting it in her bum,
gotta
is what I'm asking.
It. Why not? Whatever else is saying, apparently.
That's it.
When asked, and this is me saying this, when asked,
yeah,
have you done ozone therapy? She said yes, rectally.
Yeah.
And I don't, is there a wound in her butthole she needs repaired? Is that what I'm trying to understand here?
I mean, I never know. It's the wildest, craziest thing, Doc. She slipped. Fell right on Fusilli Jerry.
I don't know how it happened.
One in a million chance.
Though, again, it's toxic when inhaled. These current studies, which are very low, and they don't have a lot of information.
I don't understand. The ozone is toxic when inhaled? Is that not air? Is the ozone just air?
But the ozone's way up there, remember? The hole in the ozone layer that we talk about every day?
You can't breathe up there? I think that's fixed, right? I think
we fixed the hole in the ozone somehow.
Yeah, but I don't get it. It's not safe to breathe
Well,
the
here's
air?
What they say. It can be beneficial to some bodies if administered in other ways, such as through your skin, your blood, in an IV, or through blowing the gas through a part of your body, such as your rectum. I think Gwyneth Paltrow is being taken on this one.
Right, yeah.
Like, I think there's a doctor who's like, I don't know, give me 10 grand. I'll put a little air hose up your butt, I guess.
Put this UV light up your butt, and then I'll shove some air in there.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic, the candle that smells like your vagina,
yeah,
that's done.
That's
so if
done.
You wanna,
we're not doing that.
Well, Mark, you want to put that out there?
Again, there's really no proven medical use for it, but this is Gwyneth Paltrow, rich housewife, stupid money idea things. You know?
I mean, we'll have to try it for
I
the
know.
Show's sake.
You know,
so
I know.
Just get a little flashlight.
There's just so many people being taken by so many stupid ideas on the internet. That what can I do about it?
Here, hold on.
What?
You just spread your butt cheeks apart, and I'll just take the camera from my phone and just mush it up against your butt.
Yeah, there we go. That'll be you. That's a UV light.
Yeah, same thing.
Well, it's those guys like last year. Remember when they were saying, you know, sunning your butthole is great for it? Like, and there was the guys who were out on the in the sun, and they'd have their legs akimbo, and the sun shining on their butt.
Wasn't that supposed to be a cure for COVID at one point?
At the same time as COVID.
Oh,
they were
just
like
a different
getting the sun on your bunghole is good.
Yeah. But it's not.
The reason is, and I mean, to say in a serious note, the reason people do a lot of stuff back there is because that membrane is so thin that it gets into your bloodstream quicker. Like the boofing happens because it gets into your bloodstream quicker, you know?
Yup.
Like, that's why people do things down there. So they're probably like, the ozone, if I want to get it into my bloodstream, I can't inhale it.
Yeah.
So just put it up there, I guess.
Yeah, why not? Everything goes in your butt nowadays.
You know? I don't know. I know that it was never a cure for COVID, but I do remember Trump saying, asking the woman, can I put a shine a light up there?
Yeah.
Or like put the wand in me or something. I don't know.
Is that thing supposed to cure stuff?
I don't know.
So, I
don't know. Don't do anything. Just don't do anything.
Just don't.
Keep that back door for pleasure only. You know what I'm saying? Don't be getting wild.
Science experiments.
Don't be getting your Bunsen burners and graduated cylinders out back there.
I'm almost pretty sure talking about different things, but it was the great Jim Boeheim that said, this is not a science lab.
No, and it's not. I mean, back there definitely should not be a science lab.
Not a science experiment.
All right? They've done all the data they need from back there, I think. All right?
More data.